From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. North Korea claims a successful hydrogen bomb test. The UN Security Council, though, says it's working to craft new sanctions against North Korea because of that test. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned it.
I demand the DPRK cease any further nuclear activities and meets its obligations for verifiable denuclearization.
After an emergency session Wednesday, the Security Council said North Korea's actions pose a threat to international peace and security. Iraq's foreign minister there offering Wednesday to act as a mediator between Iran and Saudi Arabia. Relations between the two countries deteriorated this week, that following the Saudi execution of a prominent Shiite cleric. Protesters stormed the Saudi embassy in Tehran, and Saudi Arabia then cut off diplomatic ties with Iran. Iraq's foreign minister, Ibrahim al-Jafari, said during a joint news conference with his Iranian counterpart that Iraq's placement in the region brings it a role of alleviating tensions. A military spokesman says coalition airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria killed about 2,500 militants in December. Colonel Steve Warren told reporters that since coalition airstrikes began August 2014, the Islamic State has lost at least 20,000 square kilometers of land. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf says she supports the call by Liberians to reduce the presidential term in office from 2 6-year terms to 2 4-year terms. A constitutional review commission set up by Ms. Sirleaf recommended last year to reduce the number of years the president can serve in office. This is VOA News. With more than 70% of the votes counted, the Central African Republic's presidential election looks set to go a second round. Katerina Heya has this report.
Vote counting continued in Bangui Wednesday as the National Election Authority raced to beat a deadline to announce the results from the December 30th presidential poll. As things stood Wednesday, former Prime Minister Anicet Georges Dologele held the lead with 248,000 votes. He is followed by another former Prime Minister, Faustin Archange Touadéra, with 217,000 votes. It is clear that Touadéra has won Bangui, while Dologele's stronghold is in the populated western parts of the country. The results leave out 28 candidates with little chance of catching up before the final results are due Thursday evening. Katerina Heye, Bangui.
The Pentagon has announced that two inmates from the Guantanamo Bay military prison in Cuba have been transferred to Ghana. It says the decision to move the two suspected terrorists was based on several factors after a review of their cases. German officials say that a series of sexual assaults and thefts that took place during New Year's Eve celebrations in Cologne were likely part of a coordinated effort by a criminal gang. Police say about 1,000 men, mostly of Arab or North African origin, had gathered near Cologne's main train station around midnight, throwing fireworks. After police moved in to break up the revelry, smaller groups of men began surrounding women passing through the area, groping and harassing them, and stealing their belongings. Germany says nearly 1.1 million people registered as migrants within its borders last year. In numbers released Wednesday, Germany said more than 400,000 migrants came from war-torn Syria. The next two largest nations of origin were Afghanistan and Iraq. The man accused of supplying guns to the shooters in the recent California terrorist attack has pleaded not guilty to conspiracy and other charges. Enrique Marquez Jr. faces two charges of firearms violations for being the so-called straw buyer in the purchase of two assault rifles used in the attack in San Bernardino. Marquez is also accused of conspiring with shooter Syed Rizwan Farouk to provide material support to terrorists. A powerful El Niño-influenced storm hit the coast of California, dumping much needed rain on the state stricken with a severe drought. The National Weather Service says storms Wednesday and Thursday are expected to dump more than 7 centimeters of rain. Afghan authorities say that security forces made advances Wednesday in the southern district, killing 43 Taliban insurgents and wounding many others. The fighting in Marja erupted a day earlier when Afghan forces, backed by U.S. military personnel, launched a counteroffensive to try to regain lost territory. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.